much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
The great Sam Cooke. Well, I'm happy to have Paul Schwann's son, Dave, on with me.
He threw me there for a minute. That's actually my middle name, though, so I'll answer to that, too. Yeah.
So now, this is the first time I've ever done this with you.
I know.
Apparently, you do. I got an email from somebody that said, are you going to work with Schwanny when you fill in for Dave Plyer? And I wrote back on Facebook. I said, well, I don't think Schwanny's going to get up that early. He works with Dean.
No, you know. I start this time.
So I didn't know that you started at 4:30 or 5 o'clock would be your first newscast.
That's right. That is correct.
I did not know that.
And so
that is, so in other words, so what Dave does is he does a newscast. But he doesn't do it until 5. So Roger is a newsman, and he does it at 4:30. And then there's Dave Schwann, and he does a newscast, and he does it at 5. That is wild.
You've got the order.
That is wild stuff. So apparently, I said, so this guy writes back, and he says, no. He said, Schwanny does a segment.
Was this a listener?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he goes, Schwanny does a segment with Dave about this week in history.
Yes.
Week in history.
Right, right.
So I said, well, I'd certainly be happy to do that. I love working with Schwanny. So this is a great day. I love both Roger and Schwanny. So to be able to work with both of you within one show is monumental.
Are you saving the air check?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I think Bruce Dumont from the Museum of Broadcasting will want this.
He's going to enshrine
it. He's already asked for this, so we're going to be taping this and sending it over.
It will be in a listening booth.
Yes, as soon as we're finished.
As soon as you walk into the museum.
Yeah, I know. So like I said, to work with a Roger Badish and then have a Dave Schwann chaser.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
I mean, 7 recorders going.
Yeah, I mean, we are definitely going to grab... We don't want any of this.
Even the reel-to-reel.
Yeah, we've got reel-to-reels, 8-tracks, DATs.
DAT. Good luck in finding one of those.
I know, DAT. you name it, we are taping it just to make sure. Thank you, Joe. That's Joe Romano, the producer. Thank you for...
Morning,
for,
Joe.
For,
that's the name of a show, isn't it?
Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe. Yeah, hi, Mika.
Good morning. I'm on my second cup of Joe here.
I never drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee?
Never drink coffee. Never have.
That's crazy.
Never have. I don't
And
like
you could do an overnight show and not drink coffee.
No, I never liked the taste. I never liked the taste.
Really?
Never liked the taste of coffee.
And wow.
I don't know from Venti's and Menti's and Clenti's. I don't know. The only thing I've ever bought at Starbucks is a muffin. I'm not a big warm beverage guy in general.
Yeah.
You know, when
coffee tea isn't going to work for you.
No, I mean, I guess maybe it was some kind of a generational thing where when I was growing up, coffee was the beverage of an adult.
Oh yeah.
And so the adults
you can't have any.
Yeah, right. You didn't that was a big thing. You couldn't even have it. They didn't even want you to have it.
Right, right.
Initially.
Right. You're not old enough to
have it. Yeah, there was you're exactly right. There was there was some weird age barrier.
I didn't start drinking till
you mean alcohol? Okay, step 9. Step 9, Dave. is make amends.
Okay.
And just, Dave, can I just say, one day at a time, pal. One day at a
time. I was in high school when I started.
Hello. My name is Dave either. Schwann. Hello, Dave. And I'm an alcoholic. Hello, Dave.
Don't get personal.
No, so when did you start to smoke? I mean, smoke.
Drink coffee.
Drink coffee.
I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
We had to sneak it, probably.
No, because when I would have the coffee, I wasn't at home. I was at school. I worked in the school auditorium, and there was a area there where there was a little room off to the back where coffee was made for custodians and people that worked in the building. And they, it was a great big you know, hold maybe 40 cups of coffee. It was a huge thing. And, you know, we'd go in there and get coffee and
when do you think, stuff. Well, here's an interesting thing here, Dave. So now, so apparently this segment is called This Week in History, right?
Yeah, we're supposedly talking history here.
Well, here's
now,
what I'm questioning.
High school.
So let's see if we can massage this. I have a history story that did happen this week that we could discuss.
Go right ahead.
But let me work some radio magic here, and massage this. Could it be possibly, Dave, that maybe your first cup of coffee was maybe you said what you were how old?
Oh, 17.
17. I'm going to say you're what, 50?
No, I just turned 61.
Oh, I was trying to be nice to you.
You were.
Boy, you're only 61?
I'm only 61.
Wow.
Thank you. Only 61.
That coffee is wreaking havoc on your face, Dave. Okay, so you said you were 17, so let's say that was, maybe 42 years ago. So,
around there, yeah.
So mm-hmm. let's say 44 years ago,
mm-hmm.
to be exact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's pretend that on September 3rd,
1973 or so.
Yeah. You had your first cup of coffee.
This date in history.
This week in history. Could you play the stinger again there, Joey? All right.
Don't know much about history.
44 years ago today, Dave Schwann, I have some news for you. What happened?
I had my first cup of coffee.
Really? How cool is that? 44 years ago today, what are the odds that we would be on the air on the day 44 years ago? So tell us, Dave, what were the circumstances that revolved around you having your first cup of coffee when you were 17?
Oh, probably either early in the morning or late at night. I was in high school, and as I said, we had a nice auditorium, which is still there at the high school, and was working in the auditorium and thought, everybody's having a cup of coffee.
Now,
I'm going to have a cup of
coffee. Is Dave Schwann a black
yes.
fan or
yes.
a sugar
no,
or
just,
coffee?
Just straight. No cream.
Look
no
at
sugar.
You. That, yeah. You know what? I'm not a coffee drinker. Don't like it. But what I like about you is you're drinking coffee.
Oh, yeah.
If you have any kind of a coffee beverage with a Chino at the end of it, that's not coffee.
Can I tell you a story?
So you don't drink coffee if you drink anything with a Chino at the end of it.
Can I tell you a story? You prompted a story that popped into my head here that goes right along with what you've been saying here.
Yeah.
I was in line at a coffee place. Let's see. Seattle's Best is not around anymore. Caribou Coffee isn't around. It's all Peaks Coffee now. But I was in line in one of those places, and there was someone in front of me that wanted this and that, and boom, 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 going on with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, a spray of that.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were very busy in there, and the poor guy behind the counter was a really great young guy. And
you mean the barista?
The barista. I could have been a barista instead of a broadcaster, but the poor guy.
I think you chose the right person. You don't have enough tattoos.
The poor guy, you know, did his best, you know, brought the person the coffee. And then when I came up to the counter, he had this rather frightened look on his face.
Like, what is this guy going to ask
What's
for?
What's he going to say? And I said, it loud enough for the person that ordered all of the ingredients in the other coffee to hear. I said, I just want a plain cup of coffee. And the man bowed to me. He was like, thank you. I'm so grateful.
No, good for you. I mean,
I just want a plain cup of coffee.
If you have,
and I'm out of here.
Yeah, if you have coffee, as I said, and any kind of drink with a Chino, that's not coffee. And if you have sugar or cream, especially cream, you're not drinking coffee. You're hiding you're masking the taste.
There's a lot of coffee places out there. Have you seen these?
Oh, yeah. There's
a million. It's like a wine tasting.
Well, because, once Starbucks.
No, some of the independent places that are around. You know, they make this type of coffee and that. I don't know if they, you know, do the cream or sugar because of they want the actual true flavor.
Well, that's what they should. If you're a coffee connoisseur, that's what you should have. You should have coffee straight. And then if there are some craft coffees, if you will, which I'm sure is on the way, then with
craft coffee.
With hibiscus,
You don't buy coffee, you know, in the store.
No, I don't.
But look at all the different flavored ground and whole bean coffees you can
buy. But if you have them, you should drink them straight. You should not augment them with any kind of sweetener or cream. That's what I say, even though I'm not a coffee drinker. But if you're going to drink coffee, you got to drink it straight. So I applaud you for drinking it straight. Now, I don't know on a regular basis if the previous Dave Schwann, Dave Plyer, This Week in History segments have been as exciting and interesting as this one.
We've never been this in depth.
Yeah, I mean, this one, to me, I mean, we're sending this right to the museum because, I mean, I was going to talk about, did you know, just as a quickie, just to give you a quick little thing, did you know that in 1984, not on this date, but on this week in 1984, Mike Witkowski of Illinois became the first $40 million lottery winner?
I remember covering that.
And that was, at that time, the biggest.
27 million or so?
40. 40
was
million.
It 40 million?
40 okay. million. And he split it up between him and his two brother, or his brother and his sister. So he actually only got 10. He was a nice guy. He split it up four ways. But at that time, 40 million was the biggest.
Mike Witkowski.
Mike Witkowski, yes. Northwest Side guy. I think he was a printer.
He was a printer.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he won the $40 million. That was the biggest lotto prize in the nation at that time.
At that time,
and
yeah.
Now, just think about it. 2 weeks ago, some woman won $700 million. I mean, that's, within, 1984, so we're talking about, 33 years? Look at how the lottery numbers have changed.
Well, it's a lot of that's due
more than,
to Powerball and
multiple
states getting into this.
People don't even play the lottery for $40 million anymore.
That's pocket change.
Yeah, when it's 40, they don't even play. And back in 1984, that was number one. So we could have talked about that story. But
well,
But I think that Dave Schwann's first cup of coffee
is more important.
From 19 what year did we say?
I'd say 73.
1973. This Week in History. Dave Schwann, a young 17-year-old trying to fit in, an awkward 17-year-old looking to be cool. He didn't want to try to hit a ball. He didn't want to try to throw a football. He wanted to drink a cup of coffee. That was how he was going to get into the in crowd.
And then 2 years later, I'm in college doing morning radio, and there was coffee all over the place.
And then he started spitting it out. But it all started in what year did we think? 1973.
Or so, yeah.
Well, September 2nd. September 3rd, 1973.
Well, it was right. We were just going back to school, right?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Working in the school auditorium. Boy, those were the days, man. Yeah. I had so much fun. But have you seen the stories, Elton, about what coffee is can do for you? You know, it lowers risk of diabetes.
That's what I heard.
High blood pressure, maybe that's a different story.
Yeah, I think it might raise that.
Then you may want to watch your coffee intake. But there are benefits, positive benefits of coffee.
Well, not just physically, but for you, socially.
Well, that's right.
And look
after
at him.
My first cup of coffee.
What a pro. He's
right
swallowing coffee on the air. What a pro. I don't know how Dave Plyer's ever going to top this Week in History segment after the Dave Schwann first cup
of
coffee.
I'm working with him tomorrow. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, good luck. You'll never top it. It's 4:51. I'm Elton Jim filling in for Dave Plyer. We'll be back after this. No switching.